You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vedrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And this week's exciting news comes courtesy of a company called West End Does, who put on various concerts, usually with some sort of central theme or through line, and they get just the creme de la creme of London's West End community to come along and perform, hence the name West End Does, with a space to fill in whatever thing they're doing that time. And they have just announced a brand new concert that will stream online next week. It's West End Does The Magic of Animation, brackets unplugged. And it will feature past performers from previous West End Does animation-themed concerts, but this time performed in a stripped-back, intimate style recorded live from either the St James's Church in Islington or, as with a lot of lockdown concerts, from the performers' own homes. So it's songs and people picked from previous West End Does concerts, but featured in all new, never-before-seen performances. And with a name like The Magic of Animation, you can just imagine the kind of songs that will be featuring. I'm feeling a lot of Disney, and I am not unhappy about that at all. Plus, the names of people involved in this. You've got Alice Fern from Come From Away and Wicked, Bradley Jayden, Carrie Hope Fletcher and Rob Houchin from the All-Star Les Miserables concert, Waitress's Laura Baldwin, Hamilton's Rachel John, Danielle Hope, who won the BBC's Over the Rainbow talent show to play Dorothy in the West End, and just so many other huge names on top of that. Plus, they're going to be joined by two recent drama school graduates, Stephanie Howlett and Kyle Birch, who won a competition to take part in the concert. Which, like, more and more lockdown concerts and projects are beginning to do this to give new graduates a chance, because, like, theatre is already a terribly cutthroat business to enter into any time, let alone when there literally aren't any shows on. So it's so nice to see support for new faces alongside some of the more familiar names. So, if this sounds like it could be your sort of thing, make sure you get your tickets now from the link here in the post. West End Does The Magic of Animation streams on Friday the 28th and Saturday 29th of August, with both performances starting at 7:30 p.m. It is the same concert each day, it's just being shown twice to help those who, like me, have bought tickets for something else on one of the days and don't want to miss out. Tickets are £10 plus a 50 pence booking fee, and £2 from each purchase goes to the Theatre Artists Fund to provide support for theatre professionals who are out of work due to the impact of COVID-19. So, not only something that promises to be a brilliant concert, but your money is going to a great cause too. Again, the ticket link is here in the post, so make sure you get it booked now ahead of the concert next Friday or Saturday, depending on which day suits you best. And on that note, I'll say goodbye for this week. I'll be back again next Sunday at 6 for a new Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.